All right. Welcome to the Typical Life Coach Podcast. I'm here in this episode with my beautiful wife, Natalie Strasser. And today we're going to dive into how coaching is a sport. Becoming an entrepreneur really is a sport, and you want to look at it like you're playing a sport. How does that sound to you, Nana?
Sounds great.
Sounds great. And is there anything that you want to share with our audience before we get started?
I don't think so. Let me tell you a story about my childhood, actually.
I love asking you those awkward questions. And then, am I getting in trouble after?
No.
Okay, not for this one. I'm learning my lesson a little bit, though, right? Okay. All right, so this came about because what? What am I? Would you consider me an athlete?
Yes.
Not really. I mean, come on. There was a real pause there.
Wasn't.
Wow.
I consider you an athlete same way as you consider me an athlete. We don't play professional sports.
Yeah. I don't consider you an athlete.
You tell me that all the time.
I consider you an athlete. I'm kidding. You're an athlete. I like to say that to you. You're an athlete.
You tell me I'm athletic. Is that different than being an athlete?
I think it's not actually. I do say to you, you are an athlete, because my buddy Bobby Prado has said to me so many times, Strasser, you're an athlete.
Yeah. I mean, I would consider you an athlete. Not that we are training athletically in any way, shape, or form, but you played football, you played baseball,
you're a
golfer.
Yeah, I play, right. Now that we're bringing up our children.
I was varsity soccer, I was cross country track, and then I do regular yoga, and yeah,
And when you think about it, and we're going to relate, let's talk about this is a typical life coach podcast. So this is for who? This is for people who are thinking of pursuing coaching. This is for people pursuing coaching. This is for fully established coaches who somehow come across this podcast and think, I don't know, let me see what they're talking about, because typical life coach podcast, that sounds crazy. And then what? They come in and we're talking about sports. So let's relate it to coaching. So when you think about sports, Natalie, what comes up for you? And I ask, like, what's kind of the central, I don't want to say kind of, what's the central challenge in becoming great at sports?
Your mind.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Now, perfect, because I had no idea you were going to say that. In fact, I was thinking staying consistent. Okay. That's what came to my mind, which is really your mind.
Right.
But what we're going to do in this episode is there's a fantastic book. It's called The Golfer's Mind. And someone recommended that to me a couple of years ago. And in the book, the author, he describes what I want to call the 10 commitments to playing great golf. And I want to look at those and relate them. They can be related to sport and all entrepreneurship. You know, the path to becoming a professional coach is one of, it's like playing a sport.
Yeah.
It's your mind.
Right.
Your mind's in the way.
Yeah. It's all the same.
It's all the same. And what else is it related to? I said commitment, consistency. Like, what does it mean for someone? Let's say we're having a kid, right? We got a kid right now.
We got a kid right now.
And we got one on the way. How pregnant are you?
Pretty pregnant.
Pretty pregnant, right?
Almost 7 months.
Ooh, thanks for being here, by the way.
Thanks.
And for doing
that.
Yeah. So we're having a son. And as far as I'm concerned, he's going to be the greatest athlete of all time. So that he would be similar to who? Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, right?
Tiger Woods.
What is it that Tom Brady embodies that makes him so great at sports?
Oh, gosh.
What just comes to mind? What do you think?
Greatness was the first word.
That's correct. Greatness, right? Yeah. He's a winner, right?
Yeah.
He's a winner. When you see him being interviewed.
He's focused. He's single point focused.
Okay.
Whenever we watch tons of sports documentaries too.
And yeah. Like
The Last Dance with Michael Jordan and the Tiger Woods and the Tom Brady's. And like, they're all so focused on what they want and what they want to achieve.
So we're talking about the importance of being focused. It's about mindset. I'm saying commitment and consistency. It's taking regular action over long periods of time. I mean, think about Tom Brady. We're looking at him, greatest quarterback of all time, greatest football player of all time, maybe the greatest athlete, most winning athlete in the history of modern day sports, right? That guy has been consistent. He has been extremely focused. What else about when you see Tom Brady in these interviews? What else about? What do you like about?
He's full of vitality. He's really healthy. He really
takes care of himself.
For his age, he's what, 46 now?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, the guy could still play football if he
played till he was 45.
He was 45. Yeah, but he's just. He's really focused on self-care and making himself outside of sports as great as he possibly can be.
There you go. He's also, let's say he's a professional. He's a great speaker. Remember, you were listening to him speak. So he's professional. He's
well
practiced.
Yes.
He's intelligent. He's got class.
Yes.
He doesn't say negative things about people. He's a little bit, I think, sometimes a little bit too politically correct. It's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
He's a professional, because you need to be that in coaching.
Yeah.
You be careful what you say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to speak with integrity. Be impeccable with your word, right? Don Miguel Ruiz, the Four Agreements.
Right.
Like you see Tom Brady doing that. So let's look into, so I want to dive into these 10 commitments from the book, and let's unpack these around coaching and around business. Sound good, Natalie?
Sounds great.
Now, you're looking beautiful because you're looking at yourself in the reflection of the camera.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've got the 90s mom look going today. Hard.
You know, quick reminder.
It's not intentional. Well, how the hair curls.
It looks great. Thanks. It looks great. Quick reminder, you know, if you like this podcast, which I feel like in this episode, at this point, you probably don't. You know, you're probably wondering, like, what are they even talking about? But let's say generally, you get a lot from these podcast episodes. Best thing you can do to support us, if you're listening to this, you're listening. Give us a great review on Apple Podcasts or a great rating on Spotify. If you're watching on YouTube, like the video.
Yeah.
And then leave us a comment. Let us know what's your biggest insight. If you're enjoying it, subscribe. If you're not enjoying it, you might consider unsubscribing. Now, if you're not watching this on YouTube, then just know we have a great channel. We upload long form content every week, short form content almost every day. Check us out. It's Insight Coaching Community. Finally, if you want to join our ICF accredited Accelerate program, guess how many people, Natalie, in the last less than 4 months have joined?
Well, I just saw the numbers.
It's 846, right? That'd have been amazing, right? How many was it?
846.
Yeah. Yes. One just joined. It's 847.
That's amazing.
There was a beep. I have a special beep that goes off. You didn't hear it.
Don't.
Yeah. It's a silent beep that vibrates through my being. Okay. Yeah. We've had 9 today so far. Anyways, log into insightcoachingcommunity.com. So first commitment from the golfer's mind is play to play great. Don't play to not play poorly. Play to play great. So let me ask me, maybe you can kind of interview me and we'll see what comes to mind around business. I use this framework, these 10 commitments all the time and everything.
Right.
But say to me, John, play to play great. Okay. What does that look like for you?
John, play to play great. Don't play not to play poorly. What does that mean to you? And how would you relate that to business or your life coaching business?
Yeah, gosh, you know, it's so amazing what happens in the presence of the question. I can't say enough. This is very strong that coaches, you must be asking the question, even when you think you need not ask it. You know, it's so easy to engage with a prospective client, be coaching, and you know, you say to them when they say something like, okay, what do you think? You know, it's implied oftentimes a question, but it's something different when you literally ask the question. Because I got something just then that was so strong, and it is, play to play great is play unattached. Like, show up to your business, so it's all in the context of building a life coaching business. So build a life coaching business in a way that is unattached, that it's about being great, that it's about making a real difference, that it's about, you know, when you're actually coaching somebody, asking those questions that you're scared to ask, like having nothing to lose. That's what in golf and in sports, play to play great, mm-hmm. means go for it.
Right.
And you can imagine, Natalie, the distinction between play to play great versus don't play to not play poorly. You know, to not play poorly is to be careful.
Try not to suck.
Try not to mess up. Yeah. In coaching, try not to make people mad. Be really careful about what people think and make sure everybody likes you and stuff. You think everybody liked Michael Jordan?
Oh, no.
Do you think everybody liked Tiger Woods?
No.
Tiger Woods didn't even have any friends.
Right.
He didn't talk to people.
And like half the country hated Tom Brady.
Brady, I mean, and guy, you know, we saw an interview of him this weekend. He talked about what? He doesn't see any point in being friends with the opposing players.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't go out to dinner with people. He didn't associate with opposing teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So next one, love the challenge of the day, whatever that may be. So ask me, let's do this.
Okay. So what does that mean to you, John? Love the challenge of the day, whatever it may be.
So I want you to ask me, if you don't mind, please, baby, a stronger question as it relates to coaching. So ask it like, John, when you think about building a life coaching business, what does, and then ask it. Yeah, yeah.
So, John, when you consider building a life coaching business, what does it mean to you to love the challenge of the day?
Whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it means everything, actually. And it means that you've got to get really great at enjoying what most coaches don't enjoy. That is building the business. Mm-hmm. And that is anything that doesn't result in the results that they're looking for. In other words, failure.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as failure. There's only outcome. That's the reality of that. That's what happens when you begin to love the challenges, even using the word challenge, right? Messing up, mistakes, problems, all that, right? Yeah. That doesn't denote growth. Challenge. That's the word you need to be using. You know, we talk a lot about the importance of language, right? It's like challenge. Like, oh man, I'm struggling right now because I'm going through a particular challenge. Challenge denotes that there's growth as a result, which means it's a good thing.
Mm.
So you got to find a way to enjoy what you don't enjoy, which is another way of saying you got to find a way to take charge of your mind.
Right. And pain is the touchstone of all change, right?
Yeah, all spiritual progress, pain is the touchstone of it. I mean, you and I, we were talking about it this morning a little bit, that when we struggle in our relationship, when we have relationship challenges,
mm-hmm.
we get better.
Yeah.
We grow.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, let's go get out of the results business and get into the process. Go ahead, ask me a strong question around that one.
Okay. So, John, when it comes to life coaching and building a business from the ground up, what does it mean to you to get out of the results and get into the process?
Yeah, it means everything. I mean, this might be the most important one. This is letting go of attachment to outcome and instead focusing your efforts on systems, right? Get out of the results, get out of like, is it working? It's not working. People like me. People are signing up. They're not signing up. They enjoy my coaching. My coaching isn't good. My coaching sucks. Oh, I think my coaching could have been more valuable, more powerful, all this kind of stuff. It just gets in the way. And get into the process. I'll say in the context of me, what am I doing consistently? You know, what am I doing consistently? This morning on the ICC office hours call that I led, the Making Money Mondays, we went into a sample client creation system, which is basically reaching out to 12 people a day. Natalie loved it. You would have loved it. It was multiple steps, you know, night before the next day. Allow your mind to consider people in your world, write two names that come to mind, and then reach out to them the next day. In the morning, spend time in contemplation thinking about people. Come up with two names and literally think about them and then reach out and say, hey, I was thinking about, you know, these are ways. Anyways, it was 12 different people, essentially, 5 days a week, 60 people a week, 50 weeks a year, we'll say with 2 weeks off, it's 3,000 people a year that you would proactively begin to get curious with, engage with, connect with to build your business. And that's the process.
Right.
That's all that matters.
It's a system.
It's a system. get out of the results. We could say in this guy's book, right, in Golfer's Mind, it's get out of the results, get into the process. It could be get out of the results and get into the system, build a system, create a system. What steps, what actions are you regularly taking to build your business, which is to build relationships?
Yeah. Okay.
So that's it. Let's bring in real quick now. I want to bring in the fake hand. Let's give a high five. High five.
Okay.
Now, if you're not watching on YouTube and you're listening, you might want to log into YouTube and check this part out because I've purchased last week. I think it was last week. Might have been the week before.
Longer, I think.
A couple weeks ago. I've purchased a mannequin hand. It's a manicure hand, right?
Yeah. It's for manicurists to practice.
It's a rubber hand. It's just so cool, this thing. And
Anna really likes it.
Oh, she loves. She said, give me the hand. Give me the hand. She's almost 2.5 years old. Give me the hand. And I use it to high five Natalie, I high five Savannah, but most importantly, I high five myself all through the day. I do. And I'm tracking my high fives.
You just use your other hand.
It's just not the same, man.
True.
Because I'm making the journey fun.
It's pretty fun.
And I'm tracking my high fives here. You see, I got my celebrates here.
Yeah.
All these down on my paper, my tracking paper. I'm tracking my high fives. High five. I thought so. We're slapping the manicure hand. Oh, you know what I did on one of the ICC calls last week? I took the hand, I curved the hand, this rubber hand, in the position of kind of praying.
Uh-huh.
And then right at the end of the call, I went like this. I guess if you're not watching on YouTube, you really got it because this is kind of way better. So then I went, I peeled it around my hand. And I just went like this. I said, guys, I'm thinking about you all. And I pretended as if the fake hand was my hand intertwined. And then I go like this, ha, 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 ha. It was great.
That was such a dad move.
I know. It's a dumb dad move. All right. So next one, hit me up. Let's move through this.
So the next one, John, and I want you to think about this in terms of building your life coaching business.
What
does this following commitment mean to you? Know that nothing will bother or upset you on the golf course or in your business, and you will be in a great state of mind for every shot.
Yeah, know that nothing will ever bother or upset you. I mean, that's what it is. It goes back to, you know, I've mentioned this many times. My second business in life coaching was the brand was Rebel Against Yourself. And I had created the 6 rebel rules, right? These were the commitments, or these were the rules we live by in order to be a rebel. And a rebel is someone who had decided to make an impact on the world no matter what. And we followed the rebel rules. And one of them was, I am untouched and unfazed by both internal and external influences. So what my mind told me, mm-hmm. based on my own thoughts, as well as, you know, the news, the neighbors, the whoever, I was like solid. I didn't allow it to upset me. And that was, you know, easier said than done, obviously.
Right. Takes a lot of practice.
That's it. But that's what it is. It takes first with the commitment. And in the context of this, know that nothing will ever upset you or bother you in this business, and that you will always be in a great state of mind. Like, imagine, you know, just every day
mm-hmm.
you log into your coaching business, is what I'm doing. And I'm like, let me get my mannequin hand or my manicure hand, my rubber hand. Where's my baby? Where's my family? I'm having fun. Like, I'm gonna take on. One of my commitments actually is don't check my business email until I'm in a great state of mind.
Yeah, until you're in that higher consciousness.
Man, I check that thing just...
because that's the trickle-down effect. If you're in a high consciousness, then everything else is gonna match that frequency, you know?
There's regular, like, I don't know about bad news, but just not the greatest news. People are, you know... confused people. It's like I need to be high consciousness. Yeah.
Okay.
Then I check my email, you know, because I am committed that nothing's ever going to bother or upset me. And I will always have, always be in a great state of mind.
Love it.
It's everything. I mean, it's just going back to what we're talking about, which is building this business. Keep moving. Number five.
John, what does it mean to you that playing with a feeling that the outcome doesn't matter is almost always preferable to caring too much?
Yeah, playing with a feeling that the outcome doesn't matter is always better than caring too much. Really similar. It's detachment from the outcome.
Detachment.
And it's not about the outcome. It's about the action. That's all this is. This entire business is nothing but taking consistent action, the right action, A lot of coaches take a lot of consistent action, has nothing to do with coaching, has nothing to do with developing relationships. That's how I want to say, I built this business. That's how I bankrupted in the first 2 years of this business, because I did everything else except actually have a conversation with a human being. Mm. One of the biggest things, like I say this strongly, you will not succeed as a professional life coach if you can't have a meaningful conversation with a stranger. And if you can't, what are we going to say?
Oh, no, I was going to say, and always, if you have a coaching session and it doesn't go the way that you want it to, even if the client never said that, but in your mind, you were like, oh, that sucked. You know, I could have done better. And then to focus on that and wallow in that and not move forward is so detrimental. And it takes practice.
Yeah.
You have to be able to, okay, I'm going to learn from that and move forward. And, you know, the outcome doesn't matter. It's, you can't care too much about it. Right?
Yeah. I mean, you know it. You've been around it. You're in it with me. Yeah.
You just kicked me. Sorry.
No, our baby just kicked you. Oh,
I just got kicked in the bladder.
Amazing. Just checking in with you, Natalie, how courageous and wonderful you are, and how you you just keep stepping up.
Thanks.
You do everything for us. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's keep moving. What's number six?
Number six, what does it mean to you in terms of building a life coaching business? Two, believe fully in yourself so you can play freely.
Yeah, you have to believe fully in yourself so you can play freely. You have to believe fully in yourself so that you can coach and build your business freely. And gosh, how do you believe in yourself?
What does that mean to you, freely? How would you define freely in terms of...
That's a great question. So that you can build your business and coach freely without a lot of suffering. That's what it is. Without what you just described, you know, excessive focus on oneself. It wasn't good enough. I'm not good enough. It wasn't powerful enough. Even though I just coached someone, and that's a huge deal in coaching. Typical life coach, always posting, rarely coaching. If you're coaching and you actually, if you're a pursuing coaching and you actually coach someone, that's all that matters.
That's a win.
But instead, we get so caught up in our mind and we're self-judgment and I'm not enough. It wasn't enough. I could have done better. I should have done better. That sucks.
Yeah.
It's painful. So when you believe fully in yourself, then you can build your business and coach freely without so much self-judgment and without so much of the resulting suffering.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
That is a great answer. It might have been the best answer.
Without suffering.
And how do you believe fully in yourself? Ask me.
How do you believe fully in yourself,
John? Man, you just fake it.
That's another great answer.
Yeah, you just fake it.
I was going to say, again, practice, but yeah.
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it.
There's that Amy Cuddy famous TED Talk where she talks about power poses, and she's a researcher.
Like, she does the
all this stuff, and it's been proven that it builds more confidence in you. And her thing is, don't fake it till you make it. I think she says fake it until you become it. I think that's what the distinction was.
Right.
When I was in graduate school at Columbia, you know, I was so Columbia University. I was with the smartest kids in the world. I was so out of my league. I couldn't even read. You know, I had all these readings. We'd get like each class be 80, 100 pages a week of the hardest stuff I've ever read. I couldn't even understand the stuff. And half the words were like derivative of Sanskrit and stuff, because it was South Asian stuff. And I couldn't even share. Your goal in these graduate classes was to contribute once in the class, like to get your hand up and be like, well, I think when, you know, professor reading through the, I couldn't even say one thing that made any sense, that was barely enough to contribute almost throughout the entire time. And I would be so anxious that going into class, I mean, it was
just imposter syndrome.
I just was clearly not where I was supposed to be. I mean, it was more than imposter syndrome. It was just like all the other students I was with. I'm 37, 38, 39 years old. They're in their early 20s mostly. And academically and, you know, in terms of language, all of it, they were just so far ahead of me. I was like, how did this guy even get in this school? Right, basically, right. And like, he's no clue what he's doing. Point is, I used to go in the bathroom and I'd do those power poses from Amy Cuddy's talk, and it really helped, but it, you know, it wasn't enough to, but I, in a sense, I was just faking it to the best of my ability until I became it. In Columbia, I never really became it, but in coaching, I sure did. You know,
that's beautiful.
Yeah. Just to share. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. What's the next one? Yeah.
So number 7, see where you want the ball to go before every shot.
Yeah. So in golf,
to coaching.
Yeah. It's so good. I mean, in golf, you really want to literally visualize where you want the ball to go before you hit it.
Right.
I mean, I say this, I've heard this, so this isn't mine. If you don't know where you're going, every distraction looks like an opportunity. You got to have goals. You got to have plans. You got to be looking at this for the long term. Like, that's the thing about like social media, right? Coaches think, oh, I'm going to build an Instagram and going to get clients. Like, and I'm going to engage in a ton online and that sort of thing. Like, it doesn't work. They all find out eventually that it doesn't work. But even if it did work, you know, if it worked for I've known some coaches, a couple that have done all right with social media out of thousands. Do you want to build a business that is contingent on a lot of online engagement, responding, you know, these people, these YouTube people we see and stuff, they're
a lot of work
all night long, comments coming in. Yeah. Like, so just know where you're going, have goals. The goal need be for the aspiring coach, the next paying client. There's a million things when you're new to coaching. Do you know this now? When you're new to coaching, I mean, you know that there's a million things your mind is kind of, what do I do? What do I focus on? I always say, just focus on one paying client. Who could you make such a difference in their life that they might be willing to hire you as their coach? It's like, wow. It's just one person.
Yeah.
It's just one person, one connection, one relationship, one, you know, hey, I'd love to offer you a session with me as a gift. I set aside time in my calendar each week. If you're open to it, you know, I don't know if I could help, but I'd love to try. Friend says, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. And then to the best of your ability, man, coach to coach, great. Let go of attachment, you know, coach not to lose, but to win, all these things we're talking about, and then just see what happens.
That's great.
Yeah. That's good. Let's keep going.
And then you do the next one and the next one. And before you know it, you have a business.
It's all focused on the next person.
Yeah.
It's so simple that way. There's no website involved. There's no autoresponder email series, no social media marketing. None of this is required because there's literally 50 to 100 things you think you need to do. You don't need a business license yet. You don't need a commercial bank account, business banking account, and an EIN number yet. Like, you need somebody that says, how do I pay?
Right.
That's all you need. Then you're going to figure out the rest. You'd be like, oh, yeah. I need a way for them to pay me. Oh man. Well, okay. I better get that done today.
Yeah.
Because if you wait till then to do it, you'll get it done. If you try to get it done ahead of time, you'll spend 2 years figuring out what's the best payment plan. Let me ask some people. Let me ask John Strasser. And I'm going to, you know, over the next 6 months, my goal is to develop my payment plan system for people to finally pay me and stuff.
Meanwhile, you've never coached anybody.
Yeah.
So backwards.
Yep.
Okay. Number 8, be decisive, committed, and clear. And whatever you do, do it. Don't waver.
Yeah. That's be pretty decisive, committed, and clear. I mean, just do it. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I will go back to social media as an example. I mean, how many times have we seen coaches who decide to pursue coaching and then they decide to go the social media route as a way to build their business, but they don't really get committed. They don't even know anything about social media. They don't know how to create content. They don't know how to edit. They don't know how to make images in Canva. Like to me, whatever you do, do it. Like, go all in. Like, if you want to go down the social media rabbit hole, cool, but become great at social media. Like, be, what is it? be decisive, committed, and clear. Like, decide. If you say, I don't
waver.
Yeah. If you're going to be like the way I suggest you be, which is be an empty coach, don't have the answers, don't have the ideas, don't have all that. And you're going to be a coach who builds a business a more authentic and professional way through relationships. Like, do it. Start creating relationships. Set a goal. Today, I'm going to develop or cultivate one new relationship. Mm-hmm. One new relationship 5 days a week is 250 new relationships in a year.
That's crazy.
It's a lot, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's like, I mean, how many new relationships do we make in a year? In the last year?
Zero.
No. We got a lot of friends in Clayton. A lot of new
friends in Clayton. I'd say
25.
25, 30.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. In the last.
And that's a lot.
And I feel like we got a lot of new friends.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if you were pursuing coaching and it was 10 times that.
Right.
That in a year you had decided one relationship a day, Monday through Friday, I have 250.
Yeah.
Your business would be huge.
Yeah.
And you'd have people who, you know, it's going to take.
It's a numbers game.
In a sense, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know?
It's a numbers game when it comes down to being consistent
with your system.
And then I think when it comes down to really winning the game, in this business, it's an energy game in the sense that, like, all these things we're talking about, you know, being authentic, being professional, being detached, being just being.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, wow, at this point, I'm a new person because I took all this action. It was a numbers game. I took a lot of action that led to high tracking numbers. Mm-hmm. And I'm tracking. Let's do another high five. All right. Let's track it. I mean, I'm tracking it, right?
Yeah.
Then suddenly you're a different person.
Right.
And you've got clients. Yeah.
Love it. Okay.
What's nine?
Number nine, be your own best friend. What does that mean?
I mean, I think it means be easy on yourself. Look out for yourself. Don't make your day too difficult. That's what I'm guilty of. And I'm so much more 100% aware of it. Like, who's in charge? We're about to do a little vacation.
Spring break.
Is that what it is? Yeah, I guess that is a little bit. Yeah. And like, today's Monday. And Mondays, I just pile the list so high normally of things I want to try to accomplish. And then Tuesday and then Wednesday. But we're later this week, we're going out of town and we're taking a little time off. And I just realized, slow down, man. Be my own best friend. You know, be kind. Who makes my life hard? Me. Mm. Yeah.
It's so true.
Is there ever a scenario where we don't make our life hard? Like, not me and you, but let's just say people in general. People you know, you don't have to say names. People you know who their life is like kind of hard, you know, and they're like, oh, life is hard. Who made it hard?
They did.
They did, right?
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
There's always external circumstances, sure, that can come in and make your life harder. But yeah, it's up to us.
And would you like to right now live on this podcast text one of these people you're thinking of and just let them know that they made their own life hard?
Absolutely not.
Okay, great. All right, let's go. Let's go number 10, last one to close it out.
Okay, number 10. And this will be interesting to see how you relate it to coaching.
Okay.
Love your wedge and your putter.
Yep.
The most important part of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Love your wedge and your putter. What does that mean?
So the 10th commitment is love your wedge and your putter. So in golf, your wedge and your putter, they're the last clubs that you need when you're closest to the hole, the wedge to chip it up onto the green near the hole, the putter to putt it into the hole. They're the last things you need in order to win, you know, to get the ball in. And loving them is loving what tends to be the most challenging and the least glamorous, right? Like the guys I started golfing with, right? Jeff and Bobby, they're all about like the driver, you know, like hit the driver 300 yards. I'm out there swinging as hard as I can. I want to be a man's man. I want to, you know, they hit it far. I hit it far. My driver's long. Ooh, he's got a big driver, you know, all this kind of stuff. And like, that's the easy part.
Right.
Like you gotta like honor and focus on and like love what isn't easy, what isn't glamorous. And what isn't glamorous is what we've been talking about, creating relationships, creating content. That's glamorous, you know, because that feels like, ooh, I'm making some content and my friends see what I'm going for my dreams.
That's your driver.
Yeah, that's your driver. That's what everyone's looking at. People aren't really looking at the
And I've seen so many times playing golf with you that you can be the most amazing driver when you hit that initial shot, you know, 250 yards. But then if you get up to the green and you can't put the ball into the hole, then you're racking up those strokes.
Yeah.
And you've lost because you're not focusing on that end game, that little detail there, the wedge and the putter.
Yeah, the non-glamorous, it does, right? The non-glamorous part of the business, which is, in a sense, very similar to what we talked about earlier, which is love the challenge of the game. But just the idea, I think, is just find a way. If there's anything that I think encapsulates or encompasses all 10 of these commitments related to golf as they relate to coaching and building a coaching business, it's be in charge of your mind. That's all there is. There's nothing else in the way besides anything your mind will convince you to do that won't serve you in this journey or not do that will serve you. And that you need to do.